Big Brother. A debate on the use of CCTV cameras in the UK. You can find them on street corners, at airports, in front of banks, and next to bus stops. CCTV cameras are literally everywhere in the UK. But is this a good idea? We asked two people what they thought.
Against. I'm firmly against the use of CCTV cameras. Right now, there are up to 4 million CCTV cameras in Britain. That's about one for every 14 people. We've become a surveillance society, and if we aren't careful, we'll end up with a society like the one in the novel 1984 by George Orwell. For me, it's all part of a wider problem, with the government acting like Big Brother, keeping us under control and building up databases with information about us. What if this information falls into the wrong hands? What if it's used to incriminate someone wrongfully? Personally, I just don't like the idea of being monitored every time I do something, even though I've got nothing to hide. Obviously, there are people who do have something to hide, but do we really want to catch them by watching them all the time? Also, it still isn't clear how effective CCTV is in preventing or detecting crime. I mean, a recent report has shown that massive investment in CCTV cameras has failed to prevent much crime in the UK. Billions have been spent on the new technology, but only 3% of street robberies in London are solved using CCTV images. Is it really worth it?
In favour. I'm in favour of the use of CCTV cameras and would like to see more of them all over the country. The simple fact is that CCTV can help prevent crimes and also solve them. For example, during the recent riots in the UK, CCTV images were used to identify many of those who looted or caused criminal damage. Small businesses used the cameras to deter criminals from breaking in. Shops install them to prevent shoplifting. And casinos have them so they can see if anyone's cheating. They're used in streets to observe traffic and discourage speeding, and they can be used to monitor crowd behavior in places such as football stadiums. Just recently, a young man was attacked at a bus station. Thanks to CCTV cameras operating beside the bus stop, his attackers were arrested shortly afterwards and convicted. It was that simple. Yes, there are a lot of cameras, but what have people got to be worried about? I mean, the only reason you wouldn't want to be watched was if you were doing something you shouldn't be doing. Of course, there needs to be a balance between sharing information responsibly and respecting our right to privacy. But I believe that CCTV is the answer to many of our problems.